Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to the Overnight Success Podcast, brought to you by Maria Hatzistefanis. Maria is the founder of Rodial and Nip and Fab, best-selling author, and on a mission to help you achieve your dreams. Maria's highly anticipated third book, How to Live Your Best Life, is now available on Amazon.
Hi, guys, and welcome to my podcast. I am so excited to be back here with you. So I've been getting a lot of messages on Instagram. A lot of people, pretty much everyone really, has started working from home. And I'm getting a lot of questions on tips and advice on what are the best ways to work from home. So first of all, let me start about what I felt when I even started thinking that we may all have to work from home. I freaked out. I have a big team at the office, there's a lot of people, and most of my day is all about connecting with everyone, in and out of meetings, coming up with ideas, sorting out problems. So when I first even started to realize that, oh my God, we won't be able to go to the office, everyone will have to be set up to work from home, how is this going to work? I was paralyzed. I mean, technically, everyone can work from home. You know, we got everyone laptops and got everyone connected. So technically, you can get your emails, you can get access to the information that you want. So that's not the problem. But my challenge, sort of in terms of what the challenging in my mind was, how can we connect the way that we connect when we see each other and we meet and bring all the teams together? So I was resisting it at the beginning. I knew this was coming, but in my mind, I thought, oh my God, how are we going to deal with this? But you know what? We've all got connected and everyone has their laptops, as I said, and we structure the days. So what I'm doing right now is having daily calls with everyone. I have a schedule of calls. I have about 10 calls a day with different teams that we connect every single day. And it could be a half an hour call. It could be an hour call. Or it could be a 2-minute catch-up, how are you? So every day is different, but I do go out of my way to connect with some of the key people in my business at least once every single day. But then let's just go a step back on how it all started, because that brings me back again to when I first started my business. As you all know, if you've read my book, How to Be an Overnight Success, I started working from home. I wasn't able to get funding, and that meant that I wasn't able to rent an office. So I had to use some space from home to set up. And so working from home for me, it's not something new. The only difference was when I started, I was on my own. I didn't have a team. So if anything, it was very lonely. But there were a few things that I did at the time which made me be productive and made me be excited for the day that I can now take and implement to this new situation. And again, there's a chapter on my book, Make It Happen, where I talk about how I started working from home, how I set up. And it was funny because at the beginning, I would wake up, be in my pajamas and think, oh, you know, I'm at home, so I don't need to make an effort. And then I realized that unless I was put together, unless I felt good about myself. I just wasn't being productive. If you look like a hot mess, how are you going to achieve anything in your day and your life? So I started paying a little bit more attention and wearing something nice and putting a little bit of makeup. And that slowly made me feel that my business was real and it made me a lot more productive. So I'm just gonna go into the structure of my day right now and share this with you guys, and I hope you get some tips and ideas. So what I do is start my day at the exact same time. I feel that keeping the same routine is really important to make me think that this is my working day. So I still wake up quite early, so between 5:30 and 6, which is the time I wake up naturally. I have my hot water with lemon and a double espresso. Then I do a home workout. I used to go to some studios and do spinning or berries or all that. I'm not doing any of that anymore. Obviously, we're all at home self-isolating. But I do keep my daily workouts. Sometimes I'm feeling it. Sometimes I'm going to give it 100% and do, let's say, 45-minute workout on an app like a Nike training app, or go on some of my favorite fitness instructors and they have IGTV videos or certain workouts that you can do from home. So I can do that. Or sometimes if I'm not feeling it, I do have a bike. So I would jump on my stationary bike and be on Instagram and be there for half an hour while checking my feed. So not every day is the same and not every will have the same intention, but at least I'm doing something every day. And one of the tips that I have for you guys, if you're not feeling it at all, what I do is I wear my nicest workout gear. And what I do is I do a 5-minute stretch, and that makes me feel so good that that makes me want to do some more. So if you don't feel like it at all, wear your best outfit and workout outfit, meaning, and then just stretch, and then everything will fall in place, hopefully. So that's what I do. I also, now that I have plenty of time, I meditate. I use the Headspace app, but there's also a lot of free meditations on YouTube. My meditation is about 10 minutes. It's my ideal length of a meditation. And you can find lots of different meditations out there. I like the ones where you set your intention for the day. And if you can go on YouTube and search it, you get tons. And you just have to find the voice and the person that you can connect with. So yeah, I meditate and then I have a shower. I get dressed and then, you know, I try to, obviously, you know, you want to be comfortable, you're at home, but I do like to dress up. So I would put a nice pair of leggings and a beautiful black top, and, you know, I will wear a nice pair of shoes, and why not? You know, I put that on, I fix my hair. There's days that I will do a full blowout and do a little bit of a curl, or other days that I will put my hair back in a bun. And I will give about 10 minutes for my makeup. Very, very important to feel good. You know why put on makeup? I mean, you know, if you have FaceTime calls, why not? You look better. But also, looking in the mirror, I want to feel 100%. I want to feel positive. I want to feel confident. And I want to like what I'm looking at the mirror, whether someone sees me or not. So very, very important. And then what I do, I set my workstation. I don't have an office here at home, believe it or not. So I have two places where I usually set up my workstation. One is at the corner of a dining table, or I have a low table next to a fireplace that's super cozy. And I burn a candle. I have my hot water with lemon. I have my laptop. And if I'm doing calls, I'd rather do them from my low table. If I have to do laptop work, then I go to the dining table. But it's all beautiful. It's set. It's neat. I clear all the clutter. And that gives me a positive set of mind to start my day. And then, as I said before, what I do is I have daily calls planned starting from 9 a.m. sharp with some key members of my team. So I check on everyone. And then sometimes we talk 3-4 times a day, or just once for 5 minutes. So that's my day. I do have regular breaks. So I will have a little break for a snack or lunch. And then that's how my day goes. And when I finish my calls and I finish my work for the day, I go and have a shower with some essential oils or a bath, and then change back into home clothes. It's very, very important for me to keep those rituals to make sure that I differentiate between work time and relax. So very, very important to keep those routines. So this is how I structure my day during those crazy times of coronavirus. And this is how I've structured working from home. I hope you guys got some nice tips in there. For more tips on how to work from home, how to motivate yourself, check out my 2 books, How to Be an Overnight Success and How to Make It Happen. They're available on Amazon, Kindle, Audible, so you can get it right away. And I look forward to speaking to you next time. Have a good one. Love you all. Bye.
If you like the Overnight Success Podcast, please make sure you tell a friend, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, and don't forget to leave us a rating or comment. You can find me at Mrs. Rodia on Twitter and Instagram. This is the Overnight Success Podcast. I am Maria Hatzistefanis. See you next week.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.